Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. Please be sure to make sure to check out AmericaOutLoud.news, and we always appreciate it when you share on social media any of the articles and podcast. Tonight, we're going to talk about the continued witch hunt against President Trump by activist prosecutor Jack Smith. This guy is absolutely deranged, along with his wife, who actually produced that Michelle Obama documentary Becoming on Netflix. So that just gives you a little insight into how biased they are. I believe she also attended the same law firm as Hunter Biden. So there's just connections to the deep state elite all over with this special prosecutor, Jack Smith. And these latest charges against President Trump are completely bogus. Count one, conspiracy to defraud the United States. Count two, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Count three, obstruction of and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. Count four, conspiracy against rights. These are just the latest in the President Trump indictments. Perhaps this one, when it ends up going to court, President Trump can show some evidence of election fraud and say, look, I had absolutely every right to believe this election was stolen, like many of us know that it was. But of course, this is just another overreach by Biden's Justice Department. Jack Smith, this guy is a radical. He's going to continue charging President Trump with just about anything, while every other politician in D.C. walks free. Look at these people's bank accounts, some of them worth hundreds of millions of dollars while working in Congress. And no one's saying anything about them, but President Trump, he's bad. That's what we keep hearing. Rob, what are your thoughts on the latest indictment with President Trump? It's not even surprising at this point. It's like a new week. President Trump's probably going to get arrested again.
No, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. The indictments, I think, we expected it. And when you say arrested again, well, arrested, well, the prosecutor in Atlanta brings charges. But I think that with the indictment from Jack Smith, he will probably tack on additional charges with this, because the charges right now, everyone's saying, are extremely weak. It has nothing about insurrection, has nothing about sedition. You have a lot of critics that are coming out saying these charges are very weak. They should not have been brought forth. And just to go back over them again, the first count, conspiracy, and Trump has been charged, I think, before I go into it, 78 felony indictments so far. This is ridiculous. This is obviously, it's a witch hunt, and obviously it's designed to stop Joe Biden's chief rival. And we now know that Joe Biden came out and said during a press conference that they want to make certain that Trump is never in office again if he is elected. And I think that was in 2020 he made this comment, or 2021.
Yeah,
make certain that he's never.
He said they'll bring the full powers of the federal government to make sure that he's not allowed to regain office. And he literally said this on video. And you look at what's happening to President Trump right now.
He said this on video. And it wasn't something that he said secretly. Now, of course, the mainstream media, they want to hide it. They don't want to play that out. Now, imagine had Trump said that. Remember when Trump was saying, well, Trump wasn't saying it, but when he would go to rallies and he would say, lock her up, referring to Hillary. And the media came out and say, oh, how could you say that? How could you say that to your rival? Oh, this is just not un-American. But now they're celebrating that Trump has been indicted. See, these are the things that I want people to be aware of. When Trump would go to rallies and they would yell, lock her up, and they should have rightfully locked Hillary up because of the malfeasance, because of what she did with the entire Russia collusion, that's grounds in itself now that we know about it. But before then, when she handled classified documents and then she bit them and hid them, threw them away, then she had her own private server in her bathroom, and then she was communicating with Barack Obama, and Barack Obama knew who was sending those emails, but no one has said anything about Barack Obama. And I find that interesting that no one ever chastised him or said, Mr. President, you know, you shouldn't have done that. They made it seem as if though it was okay. It was not okay. He was communicating with her on a private server that China, later on we found out, had went in and hacked. No one is saying anything about it. Oh, it's okay. But they want to allege or to allude that, oh, well, Trump, the classified documents, people probably went in and he probably shared them with someone. Well, who did he share them with? Because no one has said that they had the documents. Whereas with Joe Biden and his classified documents that were found in his garage next to his Stingray Mustang, we know that Hunter Biden had access to them. And we also know that Hunter Biden took those documents and used them to make oil deals with Ukraine and with China. But no one wants to talk about it. No, someone would say, well, how do you know that? How don't we know it? The media says to prove it. Well, you didn't prove anything with Trump, yet still you impeached him twice. See, this is what we have to be careful of, and we have to look and say, wait a minute. These are two tiers of justice. They're doing completely separate things. They want to prosecute one person because they said he did something wrong when he really didn't, whereas the other side did do something wrong. Joe Biden did not have those classified documents in a secure location. They were in his garage. Some of those documents he's had since he was a senator. Hunter Biden had access to those documents. Joe Biden's brothers had access to those documents. His sister Valerie had access to them. And when the documents were in Chinatown in Delaware, the Chinese had access to them. And that's the reason why they funded the Biden Government Institute. That's not the exact name, but it was something that they funded for Joe Biden. The Chinese funded. No one sees anything wrong with this. Well, we know that Merrick Garland isn't going to look at it. And when Barack Obama was in office, he just turned a blind eye. These are the people who are a threat to our democracy. Our government is corrupt. I hate saying that because for the longest of times, I trusted and believed our government. But when Trump came into office and he started to exposing them, it gave me reason to doubt. You cannot trust the government. There are certain parts that are working the way they should, but then there are others who are compromised. All the reason I say that the government has to leave D.C. And now people are beginning to slowly understand. Like the FBI, move it to Alabama, move it to Colorado, move it to South Dakota, where Christine Noem is, but get it out of D.C. They're too compromised. Everyone that you hire, they're Democrats, and they will lie and cheat because they know that the Democrat apparatus or the deep state is going to protect them. Joe Biden should not be in the White House knowing what we know now. Though some would say, well, why haven't they impeached him? Well, that's a good point. And I've been saying that. It has to be methodical and it has to be thought out. You have to move slowly. Because if you want to do it all at once, you'd have a lot of people bucking up against it. We know that we're going to have the usual Republicans who are going to go up against it, like Mitt Romney, Susan Murkowski. But you might have some others, James Conan or whatever his name is. So it has to be slow. And Andrew, I even heard that Kennedy, the guy in Louisiana who we like, he's like, you know, let's just go slow on impeachment. And this was brought forth by Representative Luna. She said that he was saying, don't move too fast. And I get it, because we want to make sure we have all the facts. We want to make sure we have all of our ducks in the row. Of course, the Democrats didn't have theirs in the row. But then, too, they were supported by big tech and the media. With the Republicans, you have to be careful. You want to present the case. You want to make the case. And why rush into it? Why not do the same thing that they're doing? Whenever they go after Trump, say, okay, impeachment time, to get them all tied up. And if we do it, we can call old Jack Smith up to the Hill also and say, what did you know? And dare him to lie. But while that's going on, one of the things I will say, why won't they just defund Jack Smith? It's because of the money that they're giving him that he's able to go with these loosey-goosey investigations. Defund the Department of Justice. But even with that, Andrew, you have to be careful. Because remember, the House controls the purse. They can defund anything, but you have to be careful because the moment you defund it and you can't explain it, the media will go out on the lame and say, oh, they're defunding the police departments. They don't want police. See that they want to defund the police. So you have to be careful. Republicans need a good spokesperson. Maybe they need me, someone who could spin this for them and put it out there. We're not defunding the police. We're funding the police. But we are defunding the apparatus. We're defunding meritless Garland so that he doesn't get a salary. We're defunding Christopher Wray so that he doesn't get a salary. So you have to explain it to the American people. Remember, they were going to defund Christopher Wray when he refused to turn over some documents. Then at the 11th hour, he turned them over. The old game of cat and mouse. I would have defunded him anyway. Even if it's for 2 days, let him feel the pain. They need to feel the pain, because if they don't feel the pain, they'll do whatever they want to do. But let's just go back to these indictment charges, the recent ones. from Jack Smith. Count one, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. Now, how was he trying to defraud the U.S.? Let's just understand that. What did he do? What did Trump do to defraud the U.S.? Because he said that the election was stolen from him, because he said that there were some malfeasance taking place, because he said that the elections weren't fair. Well, let's just think back, 2000 or 1999, Bush versus Gore. The Democrats all said that, oh, there's something that happened in Florida. We can't trust it. And look at how long we went without calling a president. Remember that? And at the time, I was so confused. I thought that Bush had cheated because the media was telling me that. And I believed it. But then I started looking at a closer observation. I'm like, that's impossible. They're lying. And the Democrats have always done that. But so now they're saying that Trump tried to defraud. Oh, so we're going to bring charges against him because he tried to defraud the American people. But that's what Hillary did in 2016, when they said that Russia stole the election for Trump. Really? You had Democrats coming out saying it. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Jamie Raskin even stood on the floor of the House when Biden got ready to certify the votes and said that he wanted to challenge the votes. He wanted to change the voting certification for certain states. I think it was Florida, because he felt that there was something that wasn't right. But you know what? Jamie Raskin didn't have a senator to stand with him. So Biden had to turn him down. Fast forward, 2020, they decided to, we want to question the votes. We don't want them to be certified. I can't remember the representative's name, but Ted Cruz stood behind him, a senator. It wasn't one senator, it was more than one senator. I think it was three senators. They said, yes, we want to challenge this. We want to send the votes back to Arizona and to Pennsylvania. And that's what they're supposed to do at the time, according to the Constitution. And at the time, Mike Pence was over it. So he was over the certification of the votes. And he said to the Republican representative, is there a senator joining in with you? Ted Cruz stood up and said, yes. And then another senator stood up. Might have been Josh Hawley. And then another. But what did Mike Pence do? Mike Pence said, no, we're not going to hear this. We're going to go ahead and certify the votes. According to the Constitution, according to the rules of the House, those votes were supposed to have been sent back to Pennsylvania and Arizona. That was then. And you know what happened after that? Because he didn't follow his duties. The House went in and changed the procedures. And they then said that the vice president's role was merely ceremonial. So they changed it. I bet you guys didn't catch that. So they changed it to make it seem as if though what Mike Pence did was right. No, it wasn't. What he did was wrong. And then you change the rules. So you have to be aware of the chicanery, the sleight of hands the Democrats are pulling here. So now, if they were to certify the votes, of course, his role is just ceremonial. But if it's ceremonial, why would he even put the question out there, knowing that someone might challenge it and say, yes, we want to challenge the certification of those votes? Why is it even in there? Why don't they just say, count the votes, and then they say, this is the way it is? Democrats changed it again, and Republicans aren't calling it out. But here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, we're going to call it out, as I am doing. So again, at that pivotal moment, when the certification was challenged, what Mike Pence should have did is said, we're going to send the votes back. So where is the fraud? There was no fraud. Whereas Jamie Raskin, he challenged the votes and didn't have anyone to stand with him. And when they said that Russia helped, that was fraud right there. So why didn't Jack Smith decide to go after Hillary Clinton and all the other representatives and senators who were Democrats that said that Russia helped Trump steal the election? Why was it so quiet? And why is it, pray tell, that when people would bring it up, they would shut you down and they would say that you're un-American? Why is that? Why is it the Democrats were able to bring it up? So I'm waiting for those charges that are yet to come. Count two, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Well, it seems like to me that's what Jamie Raskin was doing in 2016 after Trump had won, trying to obstruct an official proceeding based upon a lie that Russia colluded with Trump to steal the election. Why wasn't he called out? Silence. Nothing from Jack Smith. Complete silence. The next one, I'm going to say to go over the next two, then we're going to break. Obstruction of attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. I just rewording of the second account to make it seem as if, this is really important. A rewording, which is the same thing that happened in New York with Alvin Bragg. A rewording of all the indictments made absolutely no sense. The last one, conspiracy against rights. Well, this one is interesting, because what they're trying to say is this goes back to way back in the day when the Democrats created the KKK and they were trying to keep blacks from voting. So they were trying to take away their rights. So Jack Smith decided to throw that in, probably at the bequest of Barack Obama. Yes, I said Barack Obama, because he probably gave word to Merrick Garland, throw this in also, because then you'll get black people all riled up because you'll make it seem as though Trump, the racist, is trying to take away their right to vote. You see how they trump up these charges and they just create things? Jack Smith is known for being creative when it comes to the law. Why does he have a law degree? I don't know. But you have bad lawyers that are out there, the same way you have bad police officers. Andrew, we'll take this up on the other side of the break.
For 25 years, Global Healing has proudly produced the highest quality supplements and cleansing programs that are rooted in nature and backed by science. Get 15% off all of our products using code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cofix RX Nasal Solution has completed the circle and is now offering throat spray with povidone iodine. That completes the protocol doctors like Peter McCullough recommend. If staying healthy is important, you'll want to make sure to add throat spray to your next order of Cofix RX. For a limited time and exclusive for America Out Loud listeners only, you can save 25% off your entire order. Let's double down against colds, flus, strep, RSV, HRV, COVID, and more. Click the banner or go to America Out Loud shop to get 25% off your entire order. Use coupon code OUTLOUD25. That's coupon code OUTLOUD25.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD.
So as we went to break, was going through the different documents that Jack Smith has creatively put together. You would think that he's in some type of creative writing class with these indictments. The same thing with Alvin Bragg. I mean, these guys, you just make things up on the fly, and they sit down and they go and they reach out to all different people and say, hey, should we throw this in? Should we throw that in? But I just want to give you his background before we continue on. And by the way, it just came out that he now wants to bring charges against Trump or to keep Trump. He's saying that Trump is trying to obstruct witnesses or go after witnesses or attack witnesses because Trump has been talking about the case on Truth Social. It's just another way of trying to shut down free speech, plain and simple. And that's what really this is all about, shutting down free speech. They didn't like what Trump said because he was so eloquent and so good at it, so they want to shut it down. They know that Trump is really good when it comes to maneuvering the media, so they want to shut that down. But do you not find it interesting that Trump has been dominating the media for the past week, sucking out all the oxygen from the room from all of his opponents? They can't say anything. They're just there like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then when they do say something like Mike Pence, they come out and say, oh, well, he should be prosecuted. He should never serve in the office of the presidency again. Okay, Mike, why are you saying that now? Why didn't you say that 2 years ago? And why is Jack Smith waiting to bring these charges? He had 2 years to bring these charges. And some of you say, well, he had to investigate. No, why now? It's all about the timing because they want to tie Trump up so that he's off the campaign trail. But I hope and pray that a good judge with jurisprudence would see this and say, no, we're not doing this. We're not playing into this because it has always been understood that we don't bring charges or we don't try to go to court during a presidential cycle. We don't do that. And then Jack Smith comes out and says, I want to make certain that we bring this to trial as soon as possible. I'm sorry, Jack, you're forgetting. The legal system doesn't state that for the prosecutor. It's for the defendant so that the defendant can put a case together. So with him saying, we want to bring this to court as soon as possible, and people, yeah, that's right, that's right. No, slow down. Put the brakes on it. Because if that's the case, we would already have Justice Smollett in jail. You see how I'm tying all this together? Showing you the disparity, showing you the two tiers of justice. They want to try to rush this to court so that Trump can't be on the campaign trail. We want to rush it to court because if I can get a guilty verdict out of any one of these, because we're in D.C., we know that they all hate Trump, he won't be able to be on the campaign trail. And folks, you got to know that even if they were to convict Trump, this would go to the Court of Appeals and then to the Supreme Court. But of course, what the Democrats would do along with the media, they would put out there another narrative to you that Trump should go to jail because anyone else would go to jail. Never mind that Justice Sommerlet didn't go to jail. Never mind that some of the things that they've done, they didn't go to jail. Hillary Clinton didn't go to jail, but they want him in jail. We want him in jail. But even if he were to go to jail with these charges, he could still run for the presidency. He could still be on the ballot. The only way he can't be on the ballot is if they were to bring forth insurrection charges and sedition. There is no insurrection. There was no sedition. But what you bet Jack Smith is going to try to come up with that later on. He's going to tack on more charges the same way he did with the classified documents. Let's tack on some more charges. See, like I said, they're just letting this marinate. They want to see what the critics are going to say about it. But then he's going to come back and say, okay, let's tack on sedition. This guy, I should call him the Unabomber because he does look like the Unabomber to me. But I want to read to you and let you know who this guy is. Let's see. Jack Smith, personal life. He's a competitive triathlete. He goes, he swims, he jogs, he rides a bicycle. Having taken up swimming when he was in his mid-30s. I think he's in his 50s now. July 2011, he married Kate Shivini, or whatever her name is. She's a documentary filmmaker. And guess what? Guess what she produced? She's known for becoming a 2020 documentary about Michelle Obama. Remember the book, Becoming, where about Michelle came in and she said, I'm just like one of you. I'm crazy. I have hot flashes. I can have children. I had to do in vitro fertilization. I lost a couple of kids through miscarriages. I would get mad at Barack Obama. Barack Obama, sometimes I hated him. I didn't want to love him all the time. That Michelle Obama, who would have these big arenas, sold out arenas with people coming to her to listen to her talk about her book, talk about how oppressed she was. And I remember in one of those readings, Andrew, she came to New York. I didn't go see it. I just read about it. She had on this yellow getup looking like Big Bird because she's 5'11". She's big boned. And I'm like, what the heck? With these high hooker boots on and she came strutting on the stage. I'm like, are you serious? This is the Michelle Obama, who when she was in the office, she was telling our children what they could eat and what they can't eat and that they should move. Her campaign was move, getting kids with exercise. Well, I think Michelle stopped moving because she's put on a couple of pounds. Now, she graced all the fashion magazines because they want everyone to think, oh, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. Now, come on, folks. Black is beautiful. But and I'm not trying to throw shade on Michelle. Please don't think that. I am not. Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And in her case, Barack Obama is the beholder. But for them to try to say that she's like this like fashion model, I'm sorry, that's just not true. And then some of them will say, oh, well, you're just saying it because she's a black woman. No, I'm not saying that because she's a black woman. There are a lot of other black women out there that look a whole lot better than Michelle. Let's just be honest. And it's not Oprah Winfrey. It's not Gayle King. But there are others that are out there. Okay? But anyway, Jack Smith's wife produced Becoming. They have a daughter, Jack Smith and his wife. They live in the Netherlands. Well, they lived there until 2018 before moving to D.C. in 2022, shortly after he was appointed the special counsel by Merrickless Garland to go after Trump because they felt they know that, oh, well, he's just as corrupt as the day is long. Because remember, I told you during one of our other shows, this same Jack Smith went after John Edwards because he said that he was mismanaging campaign finance. He was trying to pay off his mistress. He went after the governor of Virginia because he said that he and his wife took money from, I think, individuals that they shouldn't have taken money from. But this was before they came into office. You see, Jack Smith wanted to take him out, and all those cases were thrown out. Now, I'm sure some of you are saying, well, it will probably be the same thing with Trump. But we shouldn't even get to that point. You see what I'm saying? We're wasting taxpayer money. So it goes back to what I was saying during the first block. Congress needs to defund him because he's living off of our taxpayer dollars. And how much is he making? They better not be paying this guy millions of dollars. Because if they are, we've got a problem. Better not be being paid millions of dollars. And I got to add on to that, that the person who's working with him, she's also she's questionable background. I thought I had her name here. Let's see. I'm looking through my notes. But she's a questionable background. And that's the reason why they are using her as his assistant, because they know that they're both corrupt. And if you're corrupt, hey, you might as well just get the same person to work with you, because they're just going to fit the mold and they're going to continue doing what you want them to do should you not be able to do it. So I thought I had her name here. I guess I didn't have it in my notes. But I'll continue talking what I was saying about these characters, Jack Smith and his wife. They're all compromised because his wife also gave money to Joe Biden and gave money to Barack Obama. Now, that reminds me of the judge who heard the Trump case with, what's her name, Jean Carroll, Juan Merchan. He's also a Barack Obama supporter and gave money to Joe Biden. You can't make this stuff up. And no one sees a problem with it. They're coming out saying, oh, well, no, you should be able. We would like to think that these people could put aside their prejudices and still apply the law. They can't do it. We've seen that time after time after time. They could not put it aside.
No, and they picked Jack Smith for a reason. And you actually hear people come out and say, oh, well, Jack Smith's not a registered Democrat. I think Rob said that he's an independent. Nonetheless, this guy is a Democrat. I mean, this guy's wife, as we said, is good friends with the Obamas. He was selected for a reason, and that reason is that he will go after President Trump in a complete witch hunt, whether he can find charges or not. They didn't have any luck with Mueller. Apparently, he wouldn't sacrifice his integrity to bring bogus charges on President Trump, but they found this idiot, Jack Smith, who's more than willing.
More than willing, because he is compromised. And that's the reason why they brought him in to do this dastardly deed. I mean, we can't ignore the fact as to what's happening. And also, we've got to remember that the person, he brought these charges in the court of D.C., and we're being told that the judge who's will more than likely preside over this, her name is Tanya Chutkan. And I mentioned this on one of our other shows. She's a Black woman. She was appointed to the bench by none other than Barack Obama. So, of course, she sits at the trough of Barack and Michelle Obama. She has also donated money to Barack Obama. And get a load of this. She used to work at the same law firm as Hunter Biden back in Hunter Biden days when his dad managed to get him a job working at a law firm. And he was started off making $1 million. I can tell you from experience, an attorney, first year attorney who's working at a law firm, your salary is not $1 million. For the first 2 years, you're probably at, I would say, $150,000, $180,000 a year. But $1 million? No. The only way you're making that is if you have your own law firm and you have some heavy clients, or if someone pulls some strings. And we do know that Joe Biden pulls strings for his son. And that law firm probably hired him knowing that we will have access to Joe Biden. Plain and simple. And this is something that Black people have been complaining about. They will say that for white people, they have access to capital that Black people don't have. What access is that? They have access to these corporations because they will have a friend there. So when their kids get out of school, their friend can recommend someone at that place to hire their sons and daughters. Black people don't have that. Okay, right. Now you have it because you're throwing a lot of them into offices or into corporations that don't have the experience. But if there was this, like they say, it's unfair, why aren't they calling out Joe Biden and saying, well, look at what you did for your son? They're not going to say it because the media isn't going to point it out. But they'll point it out all day long with their Trump children who are hard workers, who have made a living working independently of their dad in the trenches working on construction sites. Hunter Biden hasn't done that. The only construction site Hunter Biden has worked on is when he should probably stage some porn video called Hunter and the Construction Site Workers, and all the construction site workers were females. And he got to bang them all. Let's just be true here. Now, some of you may be aghast. Oh, no, no, we have to speak the truth here. Okay, we just have to speak the truth. Hunter Biden isn't an angel. He's a bad player. And all these bad players drink from the same trough, like Jack Smith and all his minions. And look at all the money we're putting forward to prosecute a former president simply because they don't like him. And then you have this other thing, Andrew, that they say that, oh, well, they feel that they can beat Trump. That's the reason why they want him there. That's the reason why they're putting all these charges. And I get it. But there's something different that I want you guys to look at. Yeah, they think that they can beat Trump. And some of you are thinking, well, they think that all these charges will turn Trump supporters against him. Yeah, they do think that. And some will. The ones who weren't really committed. The ones who were actually, you know, really rhinos, but they were pretending to be Trump because, they like the policies. Now they're being told, oh, you need to wake up. You're going to support someone who's corrupt. Oh, that's right. I need to look the other way. So who are you going to support? Joe Biden? Well, no, I'm looking at another Republican. I'm looking at DeSantis, Mike Pence. Oh, yeah, they're weak. But back to my story, and I'm going to cover that also. DeSantis and Mike Pence, when they say that they feel that they can beat him, it's not necessarily that they know that the charges that they're throwing against him will turn people against him, although it will, as I said, some people will look the other way. But what they're counting on is that if we can get him in jail, that would take him off the campaign trail and he won't be to run for the presidency. Not only that, but as I mentioned, the only thing that would keep him from running from the presidency is if he is found guilty of sedition and insurrection, two charges that Jack Smith has not charged him with. But what you bet, they'll probably come down the pipeline eventually. He's going to charge it. Now, I've already went through the whole defraud thing and just showed you how the Democrats defrauded the American people with the entire Russia collusion, making you think that there was Russia collusion or that Trump was an operative of Russia, and he wasn't. Whereas with Joe Biden, this whole thing, or with the Democrats, they did defraud the American people. Insurrection, sedition, that's way off. You can't even get to that. It's never been used. But you know what? They did use it for the Jan 6 protesters. Tanya Chutkan, she threw people in jail saying that it was insurrection and sedition. These people didn't have guns. But see, she's looking through this through a prism that a malcontent Black woman would look at issues and say, we've got to make these white people pay for what they did to my ancestors back in the day. That's the prism that she's looking at this through. She can't be objective. And we have to call out these judges that can't be objective. Do not think that judges are above the law. She can't be objective. She should recuse herself, but she won't, because I've heard that she is a nasty woman with a nasty attitude. And if you challenge her, she will throw up, well, you're doing this to me because I'm a Black woman. No, we're doing it to you because of your skill set. We're doing it to you because you can't be objective, Chutkan. Plain and simple.
You've been saying it all along, Rob. Trump will never get a fair trial in a DC court. And this is going to be a real obstacle for him. She's already told him that he can't mention any of the witnesses and things like this. So I wouldn't be surprised if just a comment Trump makes, they try and twist his words against him and try and say that he's violating the terms of his court. They're just going to try and throw anything they can at President Trump. And it'll be interesting to see if any of these cases wrap up before the presidential election of 2024. Here's the timeline of his court dates here. On October 2nd, he's got the Trump civil suit for the Trump Organization. On January 29th, 2024, the pyramid scheme class action suit. On May 20th, 2024, he's got classified docs trial. On January 15th, 2024, the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit. On March 25th, 2024, New York State criminal hush money suit. And we still don't know the date on the January 6th trial. I believe he goes back in late August, and they're going to set a date on the trial on that one. So this guy's just going to be very busy going to court. People are saying, will this affect his campaigning? I don't think it really will, because this guy's known to pull doubles. I mean, he can go to court in the morning and appear for presidential duties at night, like rallies and stuff, but they're going to be stretching him thin, that is for sure. And it'll be interesting to see how this affects him. Hopefully they are not able to throw any of these bogus charges at him before the election.
You're right that they won't be able to throw these bogus charges against him before the election, but never underestimate these individuals. As I said, Jack wants to have these cases tried before the election. He is pushing for this. And as I said, a speedy trial is not for the prosecutor. It's for the defendant so that he could carry on with his life. But they want you to think that, oh, that he wants to, Jack wants to get this done, but Trump doesn't want to because Trump wants to go ahead and try to steal the election again because he wants to be able to win the election and then exonerate himself or pardon himself. And he has the right to do it. In my honest opinion, these trials, none of these trials should move forward until after the election. Trump has good lawyers. I think one of the lawyers' name is John Loro, who is, to me, from what I see, is superb. He's really good, and he needs that. And I wish all these other commentators that are out there, like Jonathan Hurley and the other guy's name, Dershowitz, and there's one other guy, they should really get on Trump's team and advise the lawyers. I know that the left won't like this and they will attack them as they've done Dershowitz. They've just like completely just destroyed his life, but he's standing for the Constitution and rightfully so, because everyone deserves a defense. And when you have groups that are being created to threaten attorneys to say, if you represent Trump, we will destroy you. We'll make sure that you're disbarred. Where is our justice system in going after those groups? That's intimidation. Where are they? Nowhere to be seen, because they're okay with that. And I want to just rattle off some names of some judges for you. These are the biased judges. Amy Berman Jackson. I think she was over the Roger Stone and Paul Manafort case. And she's speaking out against Trump, saying that Trump isn't a king. Judge Mehta, Judge Howell, Judge Juan Merchan, Judge Tanya Chutkan. And then you have the two lone dissenters, Eileen Cannon, Trump appointed, and Mary Ellen Noreika, Trump appointed. Now, I think one of these other judges here that I mentioned earlier on, Trump might have appointed one of them. But something that I want to point out is that when Trump went to court last week, and when he came in, the judge quickly addressed him as being, "Good morning, Mr. Trump." Now, I don't recall any of the other judges exchanging platitudes with Trump when he came into office. But see, this judge had a purpose. He wanted to say that because he wanted to get a row out of the media. And of course, the media said, oh, Trump was mad because he didn't say, "Good morning, Mr. President," or "Good morning, Mr. Former President." You would think that the judge would have done that to give him that respect. But he purposefully did that, trying to take a jab at him. And remember, we had one judge to say that Trump isn't a king. He has to come before the court like everyone else. And then you have the folks in Atlanta, Georgia, threatening Trump and saying, well, if he's indicted here, we're going to make sure we get that mugshot. We're going to get the mugshot. Well, I hope the Secret Service say, you're not going to get the mugshot. That's not necessary. You only get a mugshot, or a mugshot is only done when you think that the person, no one knows the person, and that person might try to escape. There's no need for a mugshot. See, this is all political. The fact that that judge said that someone should have come in and say, you know, we're going to fire you because this is not what it's about. But see, right now, the media, they're having a field day with this. They think that all of this is fun. Oh, we're having a good time. You have them on TV saying, oh, they brought Trump in. You have Joe Scarborough, who is not a Republican. I don't know if he ever was a Republican. That's the reason why he lost this election. He and his paramour, Mika Brzezinski, I think he stole her from her husband, and they probably had an affair. I mean, these people are just characters, and they're destroying our justice system. They're playing with it. So I have no confidence, I have no faith in any of them, and I have no respect for any of them. If I were in a room with them, I would want to leave from disgust. I would not want to have a conversation with them. I would not want to break bread with them, because these are the people that are destroying our justice system. These are the people that are making a mockery of our justice system just to go after one man because they know that they can't beat him at the polls. So again, I would hope that these judges would see through this and say, no, there will be the speedy trial is for the defendant, not for the prosecutor. And because this is an election cycle, we're going to move this off. We're going to move this from the courts. You even got this woman, Fannie Willis, in Atlanta. She's alerting the courts, please clear your calendar, because we're going to bring some charges up. See, this is all being planned. It's methodically planned. And Republicans have to be methodical also when they're looking at impeachment of Joe Biden, Mayorkas, Merrick Garland, and Christopher Wray. It has to be methodical. So what we're doing, I wish this were an election cycle now so that we could get Republicans in so that we could move forward with an impeachment. But see, they've got to make the case. And they've got to be able to peel off Democrats who are going to say, yep, we agree with you, like Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema. Now, they're always wishy-washy, but they've got to make the case. Look, if you want to save your election, and folks, this is what happens behind the scenes. We probably don't want Joe Manchin being a Democrat in West Virginia or Kristen Sinema in Arizona. But if you go to them and tell them, look, if you stand with us and give us your vote, we won't go against you as hard when it's time for election. We will stand down. This is, believe it or not, this is what happens. Okay, the other side will say, okay, you're going to be up against a hard election. We won't put forth a hard candidate. We'll help you out if you help us out. This is what they've got to do when they make the case. If we had both houses, this would be a done deal. We'd be able to get all these people out like clock. But then you're dealing with the lacks of Mitch McConnell. If Republicans are successful in impeaching these characters in the House, when it goes to Mitch McConnell, he's not going to try to get votes to kick them out. He's just going to sit back and go to the microphone and freeze up again. John Thune, they're not going to try to do that. And you have a lot of others who will just sit there and like, oh, no, we're not going to do it, when they should. And we all know that Mitt Romney's not going to do it, the idiot that he is. And where is that Liz Cheney? Where is she, by the way? Waiting to come up. Well, we know where the other character is. What is his name? The guy, Andrew, who was with her, who was the representative, who was in the Army, who was crying all the time. Where is he now?
Adam Kinzinger.
Adam Kinzinger. Where is Adam Kinzinger?
I think he's like an analyst on...
On CNN, fake news CNN. Yeah, I saw him.
Or CNN, yeah, one of the others.
Like, and they're right in the trenches. I mean, and here's the scary thing about it, because they know what's happening is wrong. But in their eyes, they're saying, This is for democracy. We have to save democracy. And in saving democracy, we have to make certain that Trump doesn't get back into office. Because if he gets back in office, he's going to expose us. Again, hear me loud and clear. I understand you don't like Trump's personality, but his policies worked. And you know, I know some of you are saying, but if he gets into office, who's going to work with him? Who will he pick as his cabinet members? I used to say the same thing. But I think now, I think he's in tune, and I think he would get people to work with him. But I would caution him, anyone that's going against him now, like the Mike Pence's of the world, turn your back on him. When we come back after commercial break, I'm going to talk about Mike Pence, what he said, and I want to talk about DeSantis and some of the other candidates that are seemingly running for office.
Yeah, you're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. AmericaOutloud.news, delivering a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world. Here we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. Join us in the fight for liberty and justice for all. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
So as I was saying, folks, I want you all to be aware as to what's taking place here with impeaching Biden and the way they're going after Trump, and how every time something negative comes up on Biden, and it's the truth, they want to rush out with an indictment of Trump. So we know that we have the Atlanta indictment that's going to come. But I want to focus on right now the folks that are running for the presidency, the GOP nomination, the primary, Mike Pence, DeSantis, Chris Christie, Vivek. Vivek is a great guy. He's right on point. He has never once attacked Trump. The only thing he said that Trump has done some things that he felt that could have done better. But, you know, that happens. Now, when he starts to attack Trump, we know that they're getting to him. And don't doubt that they're going to eventually try it, because you see that they keep asking him to come on to the different talk shows, CNN. I don't know if he's been on PMSNBC, but definitely on Fox. And Neil Cavuto loves to have him on Fox. I hate mentioning these other news channels, but I want to in this instance because I don't like Neil Cavuto. Neil Cavuto is a swamper. Neil Cavuto is not a Republican. We don't know what his party's persuasion is, but it's not conservative, okay? It's not. Whenever he's not on TV, I clap, I applaud, because it's so obvious that he's biased. And I said this earlier on in 2016 when Trump attacked him and said, hey, you guys are supposed to be on my side. And he came out and said, no, Mr. President, we're not on your side. We're just supposed to report the news. Now, in my opinion, he was right. There aren't supposed to be sides. Trump can say what he wants to say. But for Neil Cavuto to go back at him to make that statement, it just shows that it got up under Neil Cavuto's skin. Okay. When you're given the news, you just report the news regardless. And you can be a conservative outlet and report the news and not appear to be biased. toward one candidate or the other. Just present the facts the way we present the facts. Now, I'm all in for Trump. I want you to know that. But I'm also going to present the fact. And if Trump is wrong, I'm going to call it out. Like I said, I wish sometimes he wouldn't do those tweets. I wish sometimes he would be quiet. But that's beside the point. I can understand Trump the man and Trump the policies. Now, as for these other characters, Ron DeSantis. Well, no, let me just finish with Vivek. So Vivek, when he starts to attack Trump, you know that he's doing it because he feels that, hey, there might be a path for me here and I'm gaining traction. And it's just being deceptive by the media. They want you to think that you have traction when in actuality you don't. They just want you to be able to attack him because all the other candidates will attack him. Remember when, Ben Carson was running? Never once did he attack Trump. Trump respected him. All the other candidates had to come out and attack Trump. Now you see in this cycle, because these candidates are trying to, you know, get some attention, you have Tim Scott who's come out and said some things. And I'm like, really, Tim? Nikki Haley, we know she's all over the map. She's a turncoat. You can't trust her. Loyalty matters. I don't care what anyone says. It matters. We did a show about that last week. Go up and look on the site, AmericaOutloud.news, and you will see that we spoke about it. It matters. Because when you're not loyal, you can't trust the person. Nikki Haley is good, but her loyalty, I would not trust her as a day is long. But she because she flips and she flops, she picks different positions that are going to help her. Remember when she called out John Kelly, Rex Tillerson, and I think John Bolton, when she was saying that they came to her and say, we need to invoke the 25th Amendment. Why? What did Trump do besides have great policies and then send some tweets out there that some people didn't like? I do believe they did that. She said this in her book. But she also came out and attacked Trump on Jan 6 without knowing all the facts, without knowing that Trump said, go out and protest peacefully. That's a key word. Now, we since saw that ABC News tried to edit that peacefully out, but it's already out there. He said that. And for ABC News to do that, I wouldn't expect anything more from them because they're part of the deep swamp. But Trump did say peacefully. Mike Pence knows that he said it. But now Mike Pence is out trying to attack Trump because he apparently won't make the stage come, during the first debate, August 23rd, because he's not polling. Now, that's embarrassing. And you're not even going to make the debate stage. That shows you that no one wants you there. They see through you. Maybe you're a good Christian man. But Mike, just step aside and be quiet. Ron DeSantis, the candidate of the establishment. And you have Ed Rawlings. I couldn't remember his name the other night. Who was on Ron's campaign, and he's since stepped down, say that, nope, can't do it, because he's not organized, he's not a people person, he does not connect with the people. And we've said this before in After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We liked, I'm going to say liked for me, I don't know about Andrew, Ron DeSantis. He did a great job in Florida. But I also remember that if it wasn't for Trump, there would be a governor, Andrew Gillum, who would probably come out and announce to the world that he's transgender or bisexual. Thank God we missed that bullet. Andrew Gillum, a black man. And I'm always calling out the race and ethnicity of these individuals because Democrats like that. And we have to keep it in two perspectives. So Andrew Gillum, who is a black man, who has since come out as being, I think, bisexual or gay or whatever. He's married. He has kids. He almost bested Ron DeSantis during their election of 2018, I think it was.
Right.
Andrew Gillum had Barack Obama and Oprah Winfrey supporting him, Andrew.
Yeah. How humiliating would the meth incident have been if he were governor? I mean, this guy was passed out in a hotel room with meth with, like, gay prostitutes just a couple of years ago while he would have been governor. And President Trump saved Florida from that disaster by endorsing Ron DeSantis. And it's going to be pivotal. These candidates have to walk a tight line with bashing President Trump or how much they support President Trump, because they don't want to alienate his supporters, because they're badly going to need them if something were to happen to President Trump. So if I were Ron DeSantis, I would probably stop replying to some of the attacks from Team Trump and just try and focus on my own campaign and get my head out of the water from being in such bad shape in the polls and stop attacking Team Trump.
But he can't do it because he's listening to his party favorites that are telling him to attack. He's telling them, oh, yeah, this is the way to go. If you want to right now, especially now, they see this as inroads or a possibility to make inroads because of this latest indictment. But again, we're seeing through the indictment. I just laid it out, all the fraud that Jack Smith is bringing. they should bring that against the Democrats because they're the ones who committed fraud against the American people. And as far as voter rights, they were ones who were trying to suppress the voter rights by suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop because they didn't know about the truth. They did not want them to know about the truth, rather, that Hunter Biden did, in fact, it was his laptop, and that on the laptop, it did prove that Joe Biden was colluding with China and Russia and that they were receiving money and that Joe Biden was the big guy. And if he wasn't the big guy, it was Barack Obama. Now, that's committing fraud. That's keeping people from being able to vote, knowing all the facts. But going back to DeSantis, I mean, I think that he bit off more than what he could handle. He's a nice guy, but as we said before, he should have waited, be groomed, understand the process, and then step in. Yes, you're good for Florida, and we need Florida. But you even have Floridians saying, we want you to remain our governor. We want you to stay here. And he kept teasing us and teasing us at the beginning of the year. Is he? Is he not? And he kept saying, oh, I just want to be the governor of Florida. I'm not focusing on that. When we all knew all along he was focusing on it. And we knew that when we saw that there was a complete distance started forming between he and Trump. Because he probably told Trump, you know, I'm thinking about it. I think I want to do it. Now, Trump has said that all the others have called him, probably with the exception of Chris Christie and Mike Pence, and said, we want to run. Even Nikki Haley called him. Vivek called him. Tim Scott called him. And some of the others and said, we want to run. I think the mayor of Miami, who isn't even polling, even called him and said, I'm thinking about running. And Trump said, I told them, best of luck. He said, these are good people. But Ron DeSantis, I mean, you basically put a knife in his back knowing that he saved you. That's the only reason why you're the governor the first time, because he saved you.
Speaking of a knife in a back, I mean, nobody's worse than this Mike Pence. I mean, this guy is coming out and just really turning the knife into President Trump's side with some of these statements about his recent arrest, saying, oh, nobody's above the law, and actually trying to campaign against Trump because of his criminal indictments. I mean, this guy is a traitor to the highest degree, and the American people are going to remember that. Mike Pence, perhaps, is the most unpopular politician currently in the United States of America. It's just infuriating to see some of this guy's latest statements.
He's trying to make inroads. He's been saving this all this time, because before then he would say, oh, there are two tiers of justice. And folks, I just take you back to again, and we put this up, if you follow me on Thread, RobJH1, or any of the other social media platforms, with the exception of Twitter that I've been banned from, I don't know why, is RobJH1 or RobJH. I put this video up, and on Facebook, I think it's After Dark with Robin Andrew. You can look there and you'll see it also. I put this video up of Mike Pence saying that we would have our day, that we would be heard, and that there were some anomalies that took place during the election. What did he mean by that? And if I were Trump's team, I would play that. If these cases make it to court, I would play that and say, this is what Mike Pence said. So maybe Mike Pence was trying to incite an insurrection or violence, because Trump said peacefully. So Mike Pence gave the folks an idea or the hope that he was going to challenge the election that was, I mean, riddled with issues. But see, this is what you have. Now he thinks that I can be president and I'm not. Yeah, but if you are president, what are you going to do besides kowtow to the left and then the rhinos? I'm sorry, we don't need that. Chris Christie, we don't need you either. Oh, and I got to mention this because we're running out of time. I said we don't need Chris Christie. We know that Chris Christie is a turncoat. We know that Chris Christie is only in this just to attack Trump. Andrew, you pointed out the other day that Chris Christie went to Ukraine and they were referring to him as being Lizzo because they're both the same size. And look at Lizzo. Look at Lizzo. They're now coming after her, saying that she was fat shaming people. Big Lizzo.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the people that everyone's like, oh, she's great. We love her. I never trusted her. I knew she was fake. And I'm she's not healthy.
Apparently, one of the things she was doing was making some of her fellow overweight dancers try and dress like her up on stage when they weren't comfortable with it. And she's like,
oh,
no,
my gosh.
You got to dress like this with your huge, enormous butt cheek sticking out. It's unbelievable that this woman has gotten the fame that she has gotten. looking like she looks. I mean, it is repulsive.
It's repulsive, and I don't think she's all that talented. But because she was able to go out with identity politics, and that's the reason why I always call the identity of these people. I'm doing it for a reason, because the left likes this. Because she's a big, hefty girl. And I mean, she has a nice face. Let's give it to her. She's a very nice face. And if she were a nice individual, niceness exudes confidence. She doesn't have confidence, okay? And she wants other women to be like her. She's a nasty woman. She walks out half-dressed. Okay, you love your body, fine. Okay, but trying to attack other people and trying to say that's healthy is wrong. So that's the reason why they were saying that Chris Christie, making the reference of Chris Christie in Lizzo. I don't know why he was over in Ukraine. Who paid for it? I want to know that. Probably some donor who's bankrolling him to go against Trump, because you have a lot of Republicans that are doing that. Not Republicans, but rhinos, bankrolling a lot of these people who don't have a chance just so that they can attack Trump.
This dork Chris Christie was photographed in the Ukraine, I imagine, by his team. And the photograph, he had blue and yellow flowers he was going to give Zelensky. I mean, how pathetic is that? Is that seek a strong leader to you? I mean, going over to the Ukraine and giving Zelensky flowers? Come on.
And maybe he wants a date with him. And you know what he said?
Right.
He said that he told Zelensky, now that I see this, you can see it face to face, I'm going to make certain I go back to America and make certain that we keep giving you money. Well, they're giving him money because Zelensky has something over Biden. Because remember, Biden said he told the former Prezinsko president that you need to fire the prosecuting attorney who's investigating my son and investigating Burisma, the corrupt oil deal. Now, we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Do we know if Zelensky's been seen since Chris Christie was over there? Did Chris Christie eat Zelensky? If Zelensky's not to be seen for a while, I'm going to be skeptical.
That's a good one. Did he?
Guy gets bigger every time you see him.
Did he eat him? That's funny. He's supposed to have some like great surgery. Now, before we go, speaking of big people and hefty people, I want to pivot to Bill Barr. Got to get him in these last couple of seconds. So Bill Barr is now coming out, and he's now saying, and I put this up on the website also, so go and look. He's now saying that, and he was on CNN saying this, and they were shocked. I think it was saying it to Dana Bash. She was saying, no, not Dana Bash, but Caitlin, whatever her name, that new chick who got Don Lemon fired. So she was talking to Bill Barr, you know, they're having a conversation about Trump, and yeah, these charges get Trump, and yada, yada, yada. And then she goes, Caitlin Collins, that's her name. Then she goes, so they keep saying all this about these two tiers of justice. You know, we just don't see it. Do you see it also? Do you think they're just saying this? And Bill Barr goes, about what? I mean, just really nonchalant. She said, two tiers. He's like, there are two tiers. And you can see it. Look at what's happened to Hunter Biden. Look at what's happened to President Trump. She, her chin almost hit her desktop because she thought Bill Barr was going to say, oh, no, Trump is just making this up. See, Bill Barr knows what's happening. And that's the reason why I don't like people like him. He sees what's happening. He knows that it's wrong, but he doesn't like Trump for whatever reason. Well, I know why, because Trump is going to expose this. Look at what Bill Barr is doing now. He's selling his fat tail to the highest bidder to go out and give commentary because he wants to make money. How much money is enough money? How much money do you need to make? You already work for the government. You already have all these business deals sitting on all these different corporations advising them. Now you want to make more money as opposed to coming out and just saying this entire establishment is corrupt. What all these people are doing, Merrick Garland, Meritless Garland, Jack Smith, it's wrong. We might hate Trump. We might not agree with him. But to try to bring charges against him for these things, it's frivolous. This is a waste of taxpayer money, and we are destroying the country. And Bill Barr told Wolf Blitzer this when they were talking about mail-in ballots. He said this is a slippery slope. The country is already deeply divided, and this is just going to bring more problems. So the same thing right now. He is saying that all these charges, it is wrong. It's a two-tier justice system, because if you can't go after Biden, what Biden is doing, why are you going after Trump? Plain and simple. Folks, you got to see this. You got to wake up. This is what they're doing. They're trying to destroy the country. And for what? To protect Joe Biden and his evil family cabal, as well as Barack Obama. Andrew.
Yeah, you nailed it. And folks, we're all out of time tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, wherever you stream, or go to AmericaOutLoud.news. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.